Welcome. Today we're doing a deep dive into, well, two pretty startling areas where cybercrime is evolving fast.
Yeah, we're looking at how physical cargo actual shipments are being hijacked digitally.
And on the other side, the theft of incredibly sensitive donor data using just like a single login.
Right. Our goal here is really to cut through the noise for you and show how these attacks are blurring that line between digital and physical.
What's really key, isn't it, is how they're doing it.
Exactly. Forget 0 days for a minute. Attackers are weaponizing tools we trust. Legitimate admin software, institutional logins.
Things already inside the castle walls, basically.
Precisely. Bypassing trust. That's the game.
Okay, let's start with the cargo theft. The scale is just staggering. Sources are estimating around $35 billion in annual U.S. losses.
That's the number being floated, yeah. It's essentially logistics fraud supercharged by cyber tools. They're really zeroing in on fight brokers, carriers.
Mostly North America, but it's happening elsewhere too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's primarily North America for now, but we've seen this technique pop up globally. It's spreading.
How did they get in? Is it sophisticated email attacks?
Sometimes it's hijacking email threads, yeah. Or they'll post fake listings on, you know, those load boards truckers use. The victim clicks a link.
And boom, malware.
Well, here's the twist. It's often not traditional malware. The link installs legitimate remote monitoring and management software, RMM tools.
Wait, like the stuff IT departments use? Screen Connect, Simple Help.
Exactly those. PDQ Connect, Net Support, standard enterprise tools, but in the wrong hands. It means full remote control of the victim's machine.
Wow. So once they're in using that RMM, what then?
Then it's recon time. They look around. Often they'll use simple tools like a web browser passview to scrape any saved passwords from the browser.
Grabbing credentials easily.
Right. And that lets them log into the real systems. They modify the shipping bookings, delete alerts that might warn the dispatcher.
And then impersonate the carrier to reroute the shipment.
Precisely. They divert high-value goods, we're talking electronics, food, beverages, to a location where accomplices can pick them up.
That definitely sounds like organized crime is involved on the physical side.
The coordination strongly suggests it, yeah. It's a cyber-physical operation.
Okay, so that's breaching trust in software. Let's shift gears. What about breaching trust in people, or rather, their credentials?
Good transition. That brings us to the claimed University of Pennsylvania breach back in October 2025.
Right, that was huge news. The entry point wasn't RMM there, it was simpler.
Much simpler, allegedly. A single compromised employee's pen key account. Their single sign-on credential.
One login gave them the keys to the kingdom.
That's a claim. Full access, their words, to supposedly separate systems. Salesforce, SharePoint, even SAP business intelligence tools.
That sounds like a potential issue with how access was configured. Maybe too much privilege tied to one login.
It points towards that, yeah. Classic privilege escalation potential. One compromised key unlocked multiple vaults. They claimed, what, 1.2 million records?
Donors, alumni, students.
Yeah.
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 But how sensitive is that data, really? What makes it such a gold mine?
It's the combination that's toxic. You've got names, addresses, phones, standard stuff, but then add estimated net worth, detailed donation history.
Okay, that's valuable for sure.
And then layer on highly personal demographics, things like religion, race, even sexual orientation were mentioned. It's incredibly sensitive.
And the attacker's motivation? Was it political activism?
They stated pretty clearly it was financial. They specifically called out the vast, wonderfully wealthy donor database.
So it's about using that rich data for targeted scams.
Exactly. Imagine crafting a phishing email or a social engineering attempt when you know someone's net worth, donation patterns, and deeply personal details. It makes a scam incredibly convincing, much harder for you to spot.
So tying it together. Whether it's stealing physical trucks or donor profiles, the underlying tactic is exploiting things we're supposed to trust.
That really is the core takeaway, isn't it? The biggest threat isn't always some fancy new exploit. It's often the misuse of the everyday tools, the necessary software, the trusted access points we rely on.
Right. Things like RMMs or SSO.
We need those tools to function.
Which leaves a pretty challenging question for you listening. If legitimate software can be the attack vector, how do you even begin to distinguish essential remote management from a stealthy breach in progress? How does defense adapt to that?